CNN's Kyler Waltz didn't carry in war like he said. But attacks on him offensive and diminish veterans. By Ian Hanchett on August 9, 2024. On Friday's broadcast of CNN News Central, co-host Brianna Kyler, who, on Thursday, stated that 2024 Republican vice presidential candidate Sen. J.D. Vance's, R.O., actual title kind of gives you a different impression that he saw combat and thus, he might be an imperfect messenger to criticize 2024 Democratic vice presidential candidate Governor Tim Walz. D. said that the Trump campaign is swift-voting Tim Walz. Attacks on J.D. Vance's service are also offensive. And these kinds of attacks from the left or the right diminish the service of so many others who have served honorably, who sacrificed time away from family, who put themselves in harm's way. Because the military is made largely of J.D. Vance's and Tim Walz. Kyler said, informed observers connected to politics or the military, myself included, have noted that the Trump campaign is swift-voting Tim Walz. Attacks on J.D. Vance's service are also offensive. J.D. Vance served honorably in Iraq, a combat zone, where anything can happen and frequently does. As he said in his book, he was lucky to escape any real fighting. That doesn't make his service less than lucky, he says, and luck is often what makes the difference in a combat zone or even a training mission that today is not your day. In a country where so few shoulder the burden, military service should not be a liability. It should be an asset. And despite our recent years as a country at war, many service members haven't seen combat. That doesn't make them or their service less admirable or less necessary. Nor does retiring from the National Guard after 24 years. These kinds of attacks from the left or the right diminish the service of so many others who have served honorably, who sacrificed time away from family, who put themselves in harm's way. Because the military is made largely of J.D. Vance's and Tim Walz. There are two veterans on these presidential tickets, two enlisted veterans at that. They have unique insight into what America's men and women in the armed forces and their families have been through and need, and shouldn't that be the focus? She continued, this is a presidential race. For commander-in-chief. And so often, that candidate or their running mate has never personally served. Even as they vie to make decisions about sending people into dangerous situations. The fact that this year they do matters to a lot of people. It matters to me, in a family where we're raising two boys who idolize their dad's military service. Two boys who are significantly more likely to serve because their dad did. And if they choose that path, it matters to have someone at the table who knows what that sacrifice means. Kyler then interviewed Major Sean Haney, retired, who was in charge of Vance during his tenure. Haney stated, I would be the very first one if I thought he was even doing a little bit of embellishment or exaggeration. And he is not, I would be the first one to tell him. And then I'd be happy to tell you that as well. Later, Kyler acknowledged that Walz has said that he carried weapons of war into war. He did not. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.